by God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
St. John, chapter 11, number 15. John chapter 11 and verse number 18. Lazarus had been sick. Word came to Jesus, and Jesus waited two more days till Lazarus had died. When he arrived in Bethany, they were all in an uproar and sorrowful and speaking so sadly. Jesus asked him, "Do you believe in the resurrection?" He said, "Lord, we know we'll stand in the resurrection one day." He said, "I am the resurrection." It's interesting here, though, in John 11 and verse 18, where Lazarus had died, or where Lazarus was resurrected. It says here, "Now Bethany was near unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off." There's that number again, number 15, that number of mega grace. You know, Jesus stayed where he was on purpose. Amen. Amen. Come on, I said he stayed there too. He could have gone right away. He could have sent a word and healed Lazarus. But see, he has something else in mind. He said, "There has to manifest a dimension of grace." When he came to the tomb of Lazarus, he prayed and said, "Father, I thank you that you always hear me, but I'm not praying. I thank you for this, not for my sake, but for these that stand around, that they may understand this dimension of grace." But it's interesting how that number 15 is there again. Come on, in 15, God is always about to do something pertaining to mega grace. 15 furlongs was how high the water, 15 cubits, how high the water rose before the mountains were covered. And Noah and the ark was the only mandate, the only thing left. 15 years were what God allowed Hezekiah to live on when it was his time, his appointed time to die. On the 15th day of the month, the 15th, a day of feasting, a day of gladness, God had delivered the Jews from all the plots and conspiracies of Haman. 15 furlongs from Jerusalem was where God raised Lazarus from the dead. That 15. Acts chapter 27. Let me start at verse number 21. Paul is on this ship with all these criminals. They're being taken to Rome, and they're in a storm, a cyclone. Been in it for 14 days. Blown to and fro. It says, "But after long abstinence," in verse 21, "Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, 'Sirs, ye should have hearkened unto me and not have loosed from Crete, and have gained this harm and loss. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, Fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God, that it shall be even as it was told me. Howbeit, we must be cast upon a certain island.'" Verse 27, "But when the 14th night was come, as we were driven up and down in Adria, about midnight the shipmen deemed that they drew near to some country, and sounded, and found it 20 fathoms. And when they had gone a little further, they sounded again and found it 15 fathoms." Amen. There's that word 15. There's that number 15 again. "Now at 15 fathoms," he says, "then fearing lest we should have fallen upon rocks, they cast four anchors out of the stern and wished for the day." It was mega grace that met them at 15 fathoms. Amen. Remember, day and the night, he stayed in the deep. But it was at 15 fathoms, not 20, not 14, not 12, not 13, not 10. At 15 fathoms, they threw down the anchors. That angel already told Paul, he said, don't fear. There'll be no loss of life. Because I'm going to have you drop the anchor at 15 fathoms. That's the number of grace. Mega grace. There'll be no loss of life. Are you hearing? That number 15. That number 15 is very significant to us as we cross over into it. Amen. In Leviticus chapter 23, it's interesting, two of the feast days. In Leviticus 23, verse 6, and on the 15th day of the same month is the feast of unleavened bread unto the Lord. It's interesting how God placed the feast day of unleavened bread on the 15th. Somebody say mega grace. If you go down to verse number 34 of that same chapter, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, the 15th day of this seventh month. Now, the 15th day of the first month was unleavened bread. The 15th day of the seventh month was the Feast of Tabernacles. That number 15. Tell somebody, we just can't get away from it. I want you to embrace that number 15 this year, all year, and understand that there is divine grace flowing from the throne into the life of all of those that will receive. Amen. Now, look at this. We had three scenarios, 10 plus 5. The number 10, if we do 10 plus 5, which equals 15, the number 10 means completeness of order. I mentioned earlier, as we closed out our 40th day of prayer, corporate prayer, that we had finished a time of probation. Something was completed in the spirit, that we had been proven. There's something that's been proven in the spirit. Now it will manifest in the natural realm. Number 10 is completeness of order. Number 10 means nothing lacking. Number 10 means that the number and order are perfect. The number 10 means that the cycle is complete. I declare and decree, proclaim to you tonight, as we approach these last moments, entering into 2015, that a cycle has been completed. 2014 brings not just the end of a year, but the end of a spiritual cycle. A completeness of order. That number 10, coupled with number 5, grace. A completeness of order where nothing is lacking. The number and order are perfect and the whole cycle is complete. Therefore, it is a time of fulfillment. The second scenario is 8 plus 7. 8 does not only mean new beginning. 8 means to make fat, to superabound. One who abounds in strength. Superabundant fertility. Number 8 is the superabundant number. Coupled with number 7. Number 7 is the number of perfection, the number of completion, and the number of rest. So completion, 7 represents completion, perfection. 8 plus 7, 8 represents superabundant fertility, or 8, in other words, is over and above the perfect number of completion. In other words, 2015, tell someone, my cup is about to run over. There's coming a grace to you that's going to cause your cup to run over. I say your cup is about to run over. Christ revealed in a way we've not known. Our church reformed so much so that it's accurate to the pattern in heaven. And our city is going to be rebuilt. The ancient ruins. The spirit dimensions that have been broken down, that have been occupied by demonic forces, are going to be rebuilt and will contain the glory of God. Expect kingdom increase. Expect provision. I said expect provision. Provision you won't have to labor day and night for. Provision that is coming to you through His mega grace. The city, people have seen what you can do. Now they're going to behold what He can do. It will be by grace through faith. God is going to do this Himself. It's a finished work. There will be great progress. Early on, in the early part of 2015, you're going to be able to look back and see how you are progressing, how things are happening rapidly. Amen. And you will be able to look around and see that prosperity has come to you. Are you hearing prosperity? Biblical prosperity. Real prosperity. God kind of prosperity. There will be extraordinary dimensions of Christ revealed. Get ready for God to blow your mind. I said, get ready for God to blow your mind. Extraordinary dimensions revealed. Our communion with Christ this year will be deep and intimate, meaningful intimacy. Times where the only reason you come out of prayer is because you have to. You have to be somewhere. Otherwise, you would stay. Our covenant is going to be reaffirmed. Covenant plan for our life is going to become crystal clear. All of the benefits and benefits, all of the things of God concerning the covenant are going to be clear. Your struggles in the flesh, I declare tonight, have come to an end. They're coming to a screeching halt, and it will produce obedience. Your benefits are going to get better and better. Number four was the celestial dimension is going to be opened and revealed. The heavenly realm and the spirit world are going to be our new frontier. As this realm opens, listen, we're going to see it and behold it, but as this realm opens to us, we are going to experience supernatural healings. They are going to become commonplace. Hear me. What I'm saying is better than your clap. What I'm saying is a whole lot better than your response. But it's true anyhow. Supernatural healing. Miracles. We won't be familiar with them, but they're going to become common. They won't be here and there and every now and then. They're going to become common. Because of the dimension of Christ. Let me run through these real quickly. Revelation. Repentance. A returning. A refreshing. A recovery. A revealing. A restoration. And a revival is going to be your portion.
We have come to the close of this prophetic impartation. Pursue God first. Get out of the way and let His grace work. All that is rightfully yours will be restored. Allow His divine ability to manifest on your behalf. This is an exciting time for the body of Christ. Get ready for the overflow. Get ready for kingdom expansion. It is coming to you. Get ready for mega grace.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning and 7 p.m. Sunday night. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.